September marks the first wave of the Queensland Rail train cancellations, 1 year down the track, when its 50 trains were cancelled just days before the grand opening of the Redcliffe Peninsula line. This led to a series of problems for QR. And then on Friday the 21st of October 2016, during peak morning travel, 100 services were cancelled. Simon Cook from Translink had this to say on that morning. Let me jog your memory for a moment.
So really this is about staffing for trains. So not enough drivers to run the trains, but they need to run today.
I'm sorry, we don't have enough drivers, so we've cancelled nearly 100 trains.
Yeah, so the details of it are more for Queensland Rail to go into, but Translink's doing our best to try and manage the disruption for customers, so our lot to try and arrange buses. So we've been working for the last 24 hours to make sure that we've got buses to replace trains on the affected lines.
That was the very patient Simon Cook from Translink. This prompted the Queensland Government to order a commission of inquiry into QR, and the final report by Philip Strawn showed a driver shortfall was not widely understood across QR, and this led to multiple service cancellations in the months that followed. It became known as the Rail Fail. Well, Robert Dow is from Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, as we approach the year anniversary, has there been significant improvement in the rail system? Morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners. Well, there has, in a sense, that at least they've been able to turn out services somewhat reliably, albeit though those services are reduced. We've had a series of timetables which have just been service reductions, and it culminates actually this weekend on Sunday and Monday, the Queen's birthday holiday. We have 1 hour rail services on most lines, 30 minutes on the AirTrain line, and 2 hours, sadly, on the Sunshine Coast line.
Now, what does that reveal, Robert Dow?
Well, it reveals we haven't made much progress in actual fact in a year. QR has said recently that they've trained another 35 new drivers, but what they fail to mention is how many drivers have actually left, resigned, retired, whatever. So has there been a real gain in drivers over that year? If there had been, we would have hoped that some of the service gaps that are in this current timetable would have been plugged. We have a Monday to Thursday timetable, which is reduced services compared to what should have been implemented on October the 4th, 2016. Friday, we have another different timetable with even more service reductions, and then we have the weekend timetable. Now, the school holiday timetable, which we will be having again on Sunday and Monday, I think is a bit of a warning that what's liable to happen in the Commonwealth Games. Now, in the Commonwealth Games, they're obviously going to step up the frequency in the Gold Coast line, probably run trains every 10 to 15 minutes, which is a good thing for the Gold Coast line. But where are those services going to come from? So I think we'll see service reductions on all the other lines to support the increased frequency on the Gold Coast line. Now, that means it's going to be very difficult for people to use the public transport in a connected, functional way. Journey times are going to be very long if we have reduced services on all the other lines. Now, I understand Deloitte was called in by Queensland Rail to do some passenger modelling so that they can work out which lines they can sort of do the most cuts on to support the increased services in the Gold Coast. Now, compounding rail fail, of course, has been a delay with the introduction of the new generation rolling stock trains. These trains should have been running a year ago. Now, what that has meant is that QR has been forced to heroically at times keep the existing train fleet, with some of the trains are 40 years old, keeping them running at a fairly great maintenance effort, but they're failing regularly. Every day now, we see at least two or three, usually, delays or cancellations, altered services due to mechanical issues. The trains are well past the use-by date. We desperately need the new generation rolling stock introduced, and as we know, as you spoke to Jeff Trappett the other day, there's still very significant issues with the new generation rolling stock from a Disability Discrimination Act compliance point of view, and there's also other issues still with them. Now, these trains were delivered with 448 issues. They've whittled it down to 20, and we've still got the non-compliance with the Disability Discrimination Act, Steve.
My guest is Robert Dow from the lobby group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, for some years, has been highlighting the degradation in standards in the rail system across Queensland. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. So this weekend is a portent of things to come. Rolling stock still needs to be replaced. The timetable doesn't look good. That's not a confident picture, as far as I can see. Robert Dow, from you.
No, it's not. there'll only be some relief, obviously, when they get some more train crew trained. I believe QR is looking at accelerating the training program so that maybe they can shorten it by training some new crew just on certain lines only, rather than having to learn the entire network. They may be able to drop down and just learn a couple of lines. Now, that may help to get by in the period leading up to and during the Commonwealth Games, but we are not really going to see any serious timetable relief for another year, at least, we don't think. The Strachan report says late 2018 with overtime, or 2019. So we may be talking again in a year's time, Steve, celebrating the second anniversary of rail fail, sadly.
So what's going to happen this weekend? Just remind me how the services change this weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday we have a reduced timetable, 1 hour services on most lines, 30 minutes on the AirTrain line, 2 hour frequency on the Sunshine Coast line. Now that makes it very difficult for people to use the public transport network.
Yes.
I'll say one thing in Queensland Rail's favour though, at least with this set of reduced service timetables, they've gone back to the standard clock face times.
Right.
Now, the weekend before Easter...
I have to go, Robert. I'm sorry, I'm going to be squeezed for the news. I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Steve. Bye-bye.
Robert Dow from Rail back on.